Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Happy February. It is February the 1st. We've already passed 1 month into 2017. Can you believe it? Well, I'm going to get serious here, and I mean that seriously. Who do they represent when they don't show up to work? How long will we, the people, continue to put up with the theatrics from the left? And I've got the left in quotes. It's not about policy. It's not about we, the people. It is about power. Power for the elite. Monday, when I had Mike Cutler on, as a retired INS senior special agent, he gave us a closer look at the immigration issues. He is with the president on this matter. However, Mike calls himself a liberal, but says he listens to all sides of the issue before drawing his own opinion. Well, that's good. I've got some listeners that do that, and they claim that title as well. But they don't always agree with the left, with the radicals. So that's not what we see when we term liberals today. That's more of a common sense approach, in my opinion. Even then, on many issues, such as abortion and minimum wage, Mike and I don't agree. But I really enjoy listening to his opinion, and don't disagree with everything. Mike claimed on Monday that we're seeing an oligarchy, and he called those liberals not liberals, but oligarchists, which I don't think is a word. I tried to look that up. So, Mike got me to thinking, and that's good. That's what we're here for, is to get each other to thinking. We know that this group of elite politicians, rhinos included here, with the Democrats and the progressives, are oligarchy rules. They're trying to rule by oligarchy. So I looked this up. Here's a definition that I got of oligarchy, in other words for rules, for rulers. Oligarchy is one of the numerous English words for a type of rule of government. Some of these words, such as plutocracy, have an exceedingly similar meaning, but may be used to refer to rule by an economic elite. But oligarchy often has the additional connotation of corruption. And besides these two, we have meritocracy, a system in which the talented are chosen and move ahead on the basis of their achievements. Monarchy, a form of government in which a country is ruled by a king or a queen. Oligarchy, government by the mob. And gerontocracy, I can't even say it, I'm going brain dead here, is ruled by elders. Gerontocracy. The definition of oligarchy is a government by the few. The corporation is ruled by oligarchy. A government in which a small group exercises control, especially for corrupt and selfish purposes. An organization under oligarchic control, that country is an oligarchy. So, I did some research on this, and I came up with this article. I didn't write it. It was written by a Cheryl Chumley, And it was written back in 2014. And with what we're witnessing and seeing today, I thought this was really interesting. So I want to share this with you this morning, and I want to spark your interest and hope that you'll take a note to think about this just a little bit. America is no longer, of course, first of all, I don't agree with how she starts out, but let's continue. America is no longer a democracy. Never mind the Democratic Republic envisioned by founding fathers, and of course I would say a constitutional republic, although it has some democratic policies and rules in it. Rather, it has taken a turn down elitist lane and become a country led by a small, dominant class comprised of powerful members who exert total control over the general population, an oligarchy, said a new study jointly conducted by Princeton and Northwestern universities. One finding in the study, the U.S. government now represents the rich and the powerful, not the average citizen. In the study, testing theories of American politics, elites, interest groups, and average citizens, researchers compared 1,800 different U.S. policies that were put in place by politicians between 1981 and 2002 to the type of policies preferred by the average and wealthy American or special interest groups. Now, I want you to note, all of those who are listening, this was taken and done before President Barack Obama was elected in 2008. I just want you to know that. Because when I say this mess has been going on for a very, very long time, I mean through several administrations, Republican and Democrat. Researchers then concluded that U.S. policies are formed more by special interest groups than by politicians properly representing the will of the general people, including the lower income class. The central point that emerges from our research is that economic elites and organized groups representing business interests have substantial independent impacts on U.S. government policy, while mass-based interest groups and average citizens have little or no independent influence. And that's what the study found. So think about what we're witnessing here today. After I've read that article to you and the definition of oligarchy. Paid for protesters by the elite wealthy Soros. Politicians behaving badly. Hollywood stars acting as if they have a clue or any authority because of their status, popularity, and wealth, even though most of them have very little life skills. Democrats promising to filibuster a nominee before they even know who it is. The Supreme Court nominee is a young man. He's 49 years old, Neil Gorsuch. We'll look at him later here in the show because I have some interesting information. I'm growing more and more concerned about our nation and the inability of many to listen to reason, to study, and know their Constitution, to get involved. There is only one way to stop the oligarchy, and that is you. We're going into a break. And we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about this nation and the mess that we're in, and because it has somehow transformed itself from a constitutional republic to an oligarchy. And as I was saying as we went into the break, only the people, just like the founding fathers of this nation, when it was the people, not the elite, not the wealthy, it was the farmers, the businessmen, the preachers, the working men and women who fought and brought to us independence. And that's how it's going to have to change today. You can't elect it away. You need to elect the right people, but you can't elect it away. It has to be you. Oligarchy is a dangerous thing. It kills independence, liberty, and sovereignty. It kills the American dream. It establishes classes. It is not at all about equality. Are you willing to pick up a phone and call your senator or your representative and tell them to knock it off and get to work? Are you willing to accept the election is over and we need to give the new administration a chance? Not an open field of power, but a chance to try to somehow bring back constitutionality, jobs, rule of law, and order into our nation. Whether or not they can get it done remains to be seen. However, the Democrats are costing taxpayers a lot of money and time. They are stealing time and money from you for their power. The swamp dwellers are in fear. You know what they say about a wounded animal, cornering a wounded animal. All of them. They hate without cause or reason. I believe this. This is your last chance, my last chance, our last chance here in America to make America great again, as Donald Trump would say, to make America safe again, or as we say here, to bring America home. Why, if they are looking out for your best interest, would the Democrats decide not to show up yesterday for the hearings? They were boycotting because they didn't want to vote for Tom Price or Steven Mnuchin. So they were, in order to block the votes, a whole bunch of them didn't show up to work. How would that go over with you if you didn't show up to work? We pay these guys to show up to work. It may not be a pleasant task they had at hand, but they needed to show up to work. But instead of voting no, they just didn't show up. They're trying to take this and stretch it out, make it as long and arduous as possible. Claiming hate, disdain for the Republicans, but it's really for you and for me. We're the ones getting hurt. We're the ones footing the bill. We're the ones that had an election. And even though they don't like the outcome, and this is why they keep talking about the popular vote, because oligarchy is about the mob ruling. And that's what we have seen. A democracy, a true democracy, is mob rule. It's not a republic. A republic is the people. So they complain about having lost the electoral vote. I mean, they have whined and cried and complained and screamed about everything that Donald Trump has tried to do since this election. They were not prepared to lose because they had it bought and paid for, people. But you showed up. You showed up. So, Democrats, including Bennett, they boycotted the confirmation hearings for Tom Price and Steven Mnuchin yesterday, blocking the votes. Costing you money, stretching this out, promising the last few days, Schumer, to filibuster. It didn't matter who Donald Trump was going to choose, they were going to filibuster. I saw them interview a woman that I thought was very articulate. I disagreed with her 100%, but she was very articulate. Obviously very, very knowledgeable, but very much for abortion. And they're concerned about abortion. That's what they're upset about over this Supreme Court nominee. So she was already, they already had their signs ready to go. All they had to do was fill in the name. It didn't matter. She said, we had the list and we knew any of them were bad. They want we're talking about liberal. We're talking about conservatives. I don't want a judge that's liberal. I don't want a judge that's conservative. I want a judge that's constitutional. While we would like them to think as we do, it has to be constitutional. And I believe this man's going to do a good job. I could be wrong. He might let us down. Roberts let us down. They're promising to filibuster him. And it's going to be difficult because where he was last time, it was a unanimous vote, Democrats and Republicans alike. Now, I was kidding my producer just before the show, and I said, we're going to talk about this man, and we're going to talk about his mother. Because his mother, maybe, I was kind of surprised, maybe you know this, but his mother was also controversial. The mother of the Judge Gorsuch was no stranger to controversy, this article says, and it's coming from Newsmax and was written by John Gizzi. Coloradoans cheered the nomination today, which was yesterday, of Judge Neil Gorsuch, of the first resident of the Centennial State to be named to the Supreme Court since the late Byron Wisser White in 1962. But older Coloradoans and conservatives in general responded to the Gorsuch name by recalling the nominee's late mother, Ann Gorsuch Burford, who was President Ronald Reagan's ever-controversial Environmental Protection Administrator. As Ann Gorsuch, the Denver attorney and deputy district attorney, won election to the State House of Representatives in 1976, in office, she was part of a group of conservative activists dubbed the House Crazies. Four years later, it says here, she was named by President Ronald Reagan to head the EPA in that position. She slashed her budget by 22%, reduced the size of EPA staff, and cut the number of cases her office against polluters had been filing. She also erased many restrictions of the Clean Air Act, allowing a greater spraying of pesticides. So she was pretty controversial in her day. She has passed away. She is no longer with us. But I did not recognize the name until I started reading this article. And maybe many of you do remember, but it was controversial. And she started shrinking the Department of the EPA as she was heading it. And that's what we need to see with these nominees of Donald Trump. We need to see that, first of all, we need the Democrats to go back to work and get it done. Quit whining and crying and bellyaching. And move forward for the people. For the people. And then we need to see these cabinet members and secretaries of departments start putting common sense back into this United States of America. We're going into a break. I've got some other things to talk about. I'm going to open up the phone line at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Keep it on topic. This is not Free for All Friday. This is Wednesday. 877-895-5410. And we the people, we're a republic, and we don't like oligarchy. And we will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Your calls are welcome today. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court Justice. We're talking about oligarchy. Had somebody call, and we're disputing on how it was pronounced, and I have it pulled up on my computer, and it is with an A, even though it's spelled with an O. It's oligarchy. All right. Nancy Pelosi, this is just to prove that they have such an arrogance about them. And she was on a live mic, only that she didn't know it was a live mic. And she was prompting the Democrat Representative Carson, tell everyone, tell them you're a Muslim. And this was before the Supreme Court, and they were in the leadership there at the conference about against President Donald Trump's immigration executive order. This is just another example of their arrogance and their push to be in charge and power. Now, I said a long time ago when this first started, the election. When we had 17 Republicans running against, three Democrats, that this is not, and as it got heated up and got uglier, this is not about policies so much as it is about power and a form of governing. Many of them, Republicans included, don't like the constitutional republic, which is how we were established. And just like I believe it was Benjamin Franklin said, It's a republic if you can keep it. Well, we can see that we've done a very poor job as we the people at keeping that republic. Because it is we the people that are supposed to be in charge. And we, and I'm pointing at me, got lazy and expected and trusted the elected officials to do the right thing, and they have not done the right thing. And that's why we have President Donald Trump, not a politician, a businessman. Will he make all the right decisions? No, he won't. But he's going to make decisions. We've seen that. He's one right after the other. Click, 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 click. There they go. Well, the Supreme Court justice nominee, the Democrats are promising to filibuster and take it as long as they can and keep him from being accepted to that position. That is going against the people. As much as anything. I know that they're upset at Donald Trump. But you know, it isn't about him. It's about you. Well, this is coming from the Daily Signal, and this is telling how the Senate Republicans can break a Supreme Court filibuster. President Donald Trump's nominee to fill the open seat on the Supreme Court, whoever it may be, and of course by now we know it is, Neil Gorsuch. Minority Leader Charles Schumer has pledged to filibuster any nominee. Now, you know, there's a chance because we have some Supreme Court justices that are really getting up there in years. There's a chance there could be more than one to be filled while Donald Trump is president. So they go on to say here that doubtless, Republicans will call Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to exercise the nuclear option, eliminating the filibuster to the nominee so that the nominee can be confirmed by a simple majority. Now, thinking they were going to continue to have power as the Democrat Party, Harry Reid's the one that made this happen. And right now, the Republicans can take advantage of it. It can come back to bite old Harry Reid and the Democrat Party. It says, after all, Senate Democrats went nuclear in 2013 to thwart Republicans' plans to filibuster some of the President Barack Obama's nominations. So this is what they did. They call it the nuclear option. But success isn't given this time. For one, a majority of senators must approve flouting the rules. And it's far from clear whether 51 Republicans support using the maneuver to do so. It's really not. It should never have happened. Okay? But it's there now. McConnell can afford to lose only two of his Republican colleagues and still prevail in the preliminary showdown with Schumer. Another concern is that using the nuclear option in this case could make eventual elimination of the legislative filibuster, a prerogative that still has broad Senate support despite the 2013 episode. If you remember, we had a few that were doing some filibustering. We had Rand Paul and we had Senator Cruz that did some filibustering, and Harry Reid didn't like it. Fortunately, invoking the nuclear option isn't the only way a Senate majority can confirm a Supreme Court justice in the face of minority obstruction. In a recent Heritage Foundation paper, Ed Corrigan, and a detail now, Senate rules empower a majority to overcome the filibuster of a Supreme Court nominee without having to invoke this closure of this using the nuclear option. They should be able to do this. And with the, and this is not in the article, this is coming from me. With the way that this man is so well liked, this judge, Neil Gorsuch, and with the elections that might be up and pending, they ought to be able to sway a few Democrats to approve this man. He's a good man. He's an honest man. I know that's not necessarily what they want. They want somebody that runs and judges and makes decisions by opinion, bending the law, and agendas. The oligarchy. But that's not how this nation was set up. And neither the left nor the right should want a judge that is considered liberal or conservative. We want a judge that's considered constitutional, completely unaligned with anybody except for that piece of paper, the Constitution. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be ugly. I remember what they did to Clarence Thomas. It's going to get ugly. And they play uglier and dirtier now than they did then, and it was bad then. They don't play well with others, do they? Either side of this arena. They just don't play well with others. But I've never seen anybody as dirty and angry and hateful as this Democrat minority is right now. They truly are acting like a cornered, wounded, wild animal. I don't know how else to describe them. And they will attack viciously. The wounded animal will also, in order to get out of a trap, gnaw its own leg off or paw off. And I'm wondering if they're not doing that with all of this rhetoric, all of this meanness, these protests that are paid for. Are they not disgusting even those that might have stood with them? I would hope so. I hope that Americans in general want to see the chaos ended in this nation and go back to independence. We shoot off fireworks and have barbecues once a year on July 4th to celebrate independence, but we fight for big government to be in charge. It's not the way it should be, is it? We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We have a nominee. Will he be confirmed? And we will be right back. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE freetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. I've been talking about oligarchy and how we have switched from a republic and everybody wants to call it a democracy. But when we actually stand back and we look at what's going on and we see the elite that are trying to run this mess, they're running it into the ground and profiting from it. We can see that possibly it is more of an oligarchy than anything. We witness Hollywood whining and crying and belly aching and pointing their fingers in anger and being vulgar and all kinds of rhetoric as they give themselves awards. They pat themselves on the back for what wonderful people they are. And they wear their dresses that are worth thousands and thousands of dollars. And they tell you and I and Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, how wrong we are. Well, Oprah Winfrey is going to join 60 Minutes as a special contributor. She will be joining them for long-running news magazine 60 Minutes this fall as a special contributor. I've been a big admirer of 60 Minutes since my days as a young reporter. I'm so excited and proud to join forces with this historic news program, which for me represents the bastion of journalistic storytelling. Well, it is storytelling. At a time when people are so divided, my intention is to bring relevant insight and perspective to look at what separates us and help facilitate real conversations between people from different backgrounds. She has achieved excellence in everything she has touched. Her body of work is extraordinary, including thousands of interviews with people from all walks of life. She is remarkable and talented. a woman with a level of integrity that sets her apart and makes her a perfect fit for 60 Minutes. I am thrilled that she will be bringing her unique and powerful voice to our broadcast. Do you remember when she had the Oprah Winfrey Show? What she did to the cattlemen, to the beef industry. Honest reporting? I don't think so. So she's supposed to bring journalism back? She's an entertainer. Perhaps one day she was a reporter, but she's an entertainer, plain and simple. Very, very wealthy. Forgot who she came from, forgot where she came from. When she first started becoming popular and successful, I heard the woman give acknowledgement to God. You don't ever hear her do that anymore. Successful. A lot of integrity? No, I don't think so. Not after what she did to the cattle, the cattlemen, the beef industry. Not at all. I want to end with a little hope. Well, first of all, I'm going to share this with you that somebody sent me at the first of the week. A listener out of another state in Nebraska. He said, good morning, Beth. Our country is so divided. Imagine if Hillary had won. I don't think you would have seen the hate or the division. Probably would have never seen a protest. This is truly a dark time. I just thought the campaign was bad. It was calm compared to what's going on now. Very delicate situation in my mind. People are so blind to the truth, and it's hard to put a pin on the actual cause. Because there are so many foolish liberals in control of so many sources of their options. I can't understand the logic they must use to come up with their information today. And he says, your show is deeply appreciated by many. Keep up the good work and thanks. You're a light in what's becoming a dark place in the USA. No, the light and the hope is in you, the people. I have an article here of a proud American. He's a Virginia teen, and he was admitted and accepted into all four military academies. It says, talk about being one proud American. It's a Fairfax, Virginia teen has accomplished the rare feat of being admitted to all four military academies. Tim Park, he's 18 years old, Trinity Christian High School senior, was accepted in the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, the Naval Academy in Maryland, the Air Force Academy in Colorado, and the Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut. He said, I'm feeling amazing. I'm feeling amazing right now. He said he was inspired to serve after watching the History Channel documentary on the four military academies when he was 8 years old. Serving in the armed forces would also continue a family tradition. Park's grandfather fought for America in the Korean War, and his father currently serves in the U.S. Army Reserve. While he said he seems to be leaning toward West Point, he's keeping his options open. He has not made up his mind yet. That proud American is the future of this nation. Don't give up on our young people. There are many good, honest, smart young people in this nation. Do not give up on them. Nurture them. Be the grandparent you need to be and nurture them in the ways of God and our founding fathers. Let them know what this nation was established on. Let them know what it was founded on. And let them know that it didn't come with a signature on a piece of paper, but with much blood shed, great losses, financial and life, sacrifices, as in the Greek proverb, society is great. When old men plant trees whose shade they shall not enjoy. We've let those trees go crazy. It's time to prune them back. We may not be able to enjoy that shade, but the future generations will. Oligarchy? Democracy? Or a constitutional republic with independence and sovereignty? It was we the people who brought independence and fought for it the first time. And it will only happen again when it's we the people. 202-224-3121. Give them a call and tell them to knock it off and get to work and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.